Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we've got two great guests today. Anita Davis, Business to Banker Connection, and Melanie Brown with Seacoast Commerce Bank. We are going to talk banking today with two very experienced and terrific guests. And I want to turn directly to Anita Davis with Business to Banker Connection. She's the President and Chief Funding Officer. Matchmaker. I love that, Anita. Welcome.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be here again.
Yeah, thank you for being here again. So tell us, for those that don't know you, tell us about Business to Banker Connection. What's your firm all about? What do you do?
Great. My firm is a funding, consulting, and strategy firm where I help clients that are looking for access to capital but have not been able to be successful at their local bank, and they're looking for a solution that's safe and effective to help them grow and scale their business. So we educate, we navigate, we rehabilitate, and we match make clients into safe funding solutions with safe funding sources.
Okay, now let's get right into it, because businesses out there are always wondering, you know, what are the factors a lender looks at to approve my loan request? So what do I need to know?
Well, you need to know primarily that every funding decision is going to be a risk decision. They're going to look at two primary factors. What is the likelihood that your company would default on the loan? And then the second factor is, what is the likelihood, should there be a default, that there will be a loss? So they're looking for support for you to be able to show that you can repay an obligation and that you have a history of paying that obligation in a timely manner. And then they're going to look to see, if everything doesn't go perfect, then what is my exit strategy as a funder to recoup some of my losses? And so they want to know about collateral. So those are two, you know, really important factors.
So all that takes a little time to put together and to put, I guess what I mean by that is for the business owner to get ready for that request, correct?
Right.
So what are the steps I need to go through to get ready to go to the bank and make that request?
I think one of the important things that a business owner needs to really do to prepare themselves for funding is to realize what a lender is going to be looking for. They're going to be, in addition to those risk factors, they're going to be looking to show that your company is profitable, because they use the bottom line net income that you report on your taxes to quantify how much capital that you can qualify for. And then they're going to also look at your business, for small business owner in particular, they're going to look at you globally. So they're going to want to know what your personal obligations are, what your credit score is, and that you have accessible and acceptable repayment history.
Now, hold on here just a second. I'm a business owner. I want to minimize my taxes, right? So isn't that the goal, is to minimize my taxes? You're telling me I need to have a big fat net income on my tax return. That doesn't sound good to me.
You are right, John. Grasshopper. So it's important that as your business grows, that you make a paradigm shift in the way you think about your company. If you're going to be able to self-fund the company, then it's fine for you to minimize your income and show losses on your financials. However, when your company grows and you want to use somebody else to fund that that need for you to have capital, then you're going to have to show profitability on your tax returns, which, yes, it does equate to paying taxes. So it is a different strategy, but it's the most important, because if you have nothing in the bottom line for a lender to use, and we're talking traditional bank funding, SBA funding, they're going to be looking for profitability on your tax returns.
So talk about why a bank is more interested in my tax return, the financials I show on my tax return, versus the financials my bookkeeper prepares.
Well, hopefully there's going to be a match, you know, but they're looking there. The funding has to be a standardized process. So the way that they ensure that they are looking at every business equally is to have a process, and that process is going to be what you're showing. Everybody shows. Everybody should pay taxes, or at least report to the IRS, and then everybody has a credit report. So they look at those two items. It's basically how they standardize and make sure that there is no discrimination in how they're viewing companies.
Yeah, and I'd imagine, Anita, that banks like the fact that you actually have to sign the bottom of a tax return and attest the fact that it's like the real numbers, as opposed to what the bookkeeper prepares, right?
Absolutely. It's very important that the tax return, they will track that. In fact, most lenders will go back to the government tax return file to prove that what you have provided them as documentation to qualify for a loan matches what you have turned in. So the days are gone when you can just do everything and just send them something. They check, double check, recheck. We just came out of a really, really tough economy, and so that is a standardized process. You'll have to get your tax returns reviewed, and they'll look at what you have actually turned in to the government to do that.
We're speaking with Anita Davis, and Anita is the president and chief funding matchmaker. I still love that. For Business to Banker Connection, what are the biggest problems that you see for businesses that come your way looking for funding?
I think what I've seen the most is you wait too late to go out and try to acquire funding. So many times, if you're in a position where you're desperate for funding, that makes you almost ineligible for a funding solution in terms of traditional funding. Now, there are some non-traditional funding solutions that are available. But what I would say is to plan ahead, to understand what your strategy is to grow your company, and talk that over with your accountant and your CPA to ensure that there is an alignment between your tax strategy and your growth strategy. And don't wait until you're in a crisis to look for funding. That is typically very difficult for a funder to help you if you're in a crisis.
Let's back up a bit and talk about you. I mean, you were a banker for a long time. Talk about your background in banking and why you got into this business.
Well, I thank you for asking that question. I get that question quite frequently. I love what I do. I was a bank lender for 20 years, and I worked at some of the major banks here in Atlanta. I've worked at small, medium, and large size banks. And what I found is many times companies are not prepared for their funding solution, or even existing companies that have been in business for quite a while may have a downturn in their business, and or they may not understand exactly how that funding solution has to play out in the numbers on a consistent basis. And we, quite frankly, turned down many more clients at the banks than we were able to provide solutions for. So in my journey, my company is a faith-based for-profit company, and I just follow the leading of my Holy Spirit to tell me exactly what should I do to be able to put some of these companies into capital when they don't really have the resources in-house to be able to take care of that. Smaller growing companies can't afford the headcount sometimes, and they really need to have somebody in place that can manage that process for them. So I come in on a project basis and help them take care of that funding solution need.
Great stuff from Anita Davis, Anita is the president and chief funding matchmaker of Business to Banker Connection. How you mentioned here in the show notes about internal hidden capital.
Ooh, that's one of my favorites.
Well, tell me about it. I want to hear more.
Now, I do earn fees for helping clients find a funding solution.
Sure.
However, there are some ways that you can take a look at your own financial situation and maybe improve your financial status by looking at your accounts receivable, seeing where you can collect those accounts receivable. If you can reduce the number of days that your clients owe you money, go ahead, you put a collection process in place. That may accommodate some of your need for capital. So I always tell clients that you may not need a loan or a line of credit. You may need to look at your internal processes to make sure that you have maximized where you can get that funding. Also, if you are looking if you're paying and your vendors really fast and they've offered you terms, hold on to some of that cash a little bit longer and pay them exactly when they're due. I advocate paying everybody on time. But sometimes if you can slow down your payables and increase the speed of your receivables, you may find that you can meet that timing gap within your company yourself.
And save you a little money
and save you a little money yeah. on interest and fees.
That's great stuff. So, how do you see the environment right now in general for small to medium sized businesses that are looking for funding? Well, I mean, what does that look like in general with banks right now?
With banks, my bankers are busy, which is good. This is really the busiest time of year and the best time of year. Well, you may have missed the window slightly. So September through the end of October, mid-November is the best time for a company to look for capital because banks are trying to meet their goals according to Wall Street. And so they want to have as many new loans and performing loans in the books and on the books. So this is a really great time to borrow. However, we are also in a rising rate environment. So if you are a small business or a business looking for capital, you do have to recognize that as interest rates continue to rise, that could potentially push you further away from a funding solution or from the amount of money you can acquire because that bottom line number has to average out over a year into your gross revenues.
So,
or net revenues, I'm sorry.
Sure. So talk a little bit, Anita. Somebody out there is interested in working with you. How does somebody work with you and how do you make those connections with banks on their behalf. Talk a little bit about that.
So I have a list of bank partners that I work with, and some of them, when they can't provide a funding solution for their clients, they'll refer them to me. I typically look for another bank solution. You believe it or not, all banks don't have the same appetite for every type of client or every type of lending request. So what I do is I use my pool and my network of resources to, first of all, see if I can find a bank funding solution. If your solution is a debt solution, so that's one of the ways that you can work with me is you look to call me, to have me do an assessment. I do a SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, just revolving around your business access and need for capital. So I'll do a SWOT analysis, take that to one of my funding sources, and then see where we can place you. So there is, you know, somebody's, your one bank's trash is another bank's treasure. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a great point because, you know, folks don't realize that different banks have different strategies. They're different sizes. They've got different risk parameters. And so you help kind of work through all that.
Yeah, that's the navigation piece of the business. I help clients once you are in a position to be able to receive funding. If you're not in a rehab position, you're ready to go, then I'll just navigate you through the process and then connect you to the right funding source. And I did mention earlier that we talked a lot about bank funding, but there are some non-bank safe funding solutions that are available to clients that might help them expedite their cash flow and or acquire capital that's non-traditional. But there are also a lot of dangerous capital sources out here. So this is a very, to me, predatory lending environment. You can just easily go to the internet, find a funding source that they'll approve you in 30 minutes, and in 30 minutes or less, your company can be in trouble. So you really need somebody to help you navigate that if you don't have those in-house resources, like a CFO.
Okay, now, other than calling you, what's the single most important strategy that a business owner can employ in terms of obtaining funding?
Be profitable and pay your bills on time, because it matters that your company is profitable for most solutions, and particularly if it's a debt solution where you need funding for working capital, equipment, buildings that Melanie will talk about a little bit later. Those things are important that you show profitability. But also your banks look at historical information to make a forward-moving decision. So if your personal credit and your business credit is not healthy, you need to get that healthy. One quick way to get your personal credit healthy is if you have credit cards, look at the limit that has been approved for you and make sure that you keep your balances under 30% of that limit, because that will help you have a healthy personal credit score. Business credit, pay your vendors on time, and pay everybody on time.
There you go. So for those that want to be in touch with you, they're interested in what you've got to say, Anita, tell them how to do that.
A couple of ways. You can shoot me an email at Anita, A-N-I-T-A, at business2banker.com. You can go to my website at business2banker.com, and there is a pop-up box at the bottom where you can schedule a free 30-minute consultation. And you can also just give me a jingle on my cell, 770-365-0858. Those are the best ways to reach me.
And I happen to know you well, and you work not only with companies here in the Atlanta area where this show originates from, but you work with companies all over the country, correct?
That's a great point. My funding solution sources are nationwide, and or even if they're local, they may do business regionally or nationwide. So yes, my sources can help you wherever you are.
Excellent. Anita Davis, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me again, John.
Great to have you. Folks, I want to remind you that Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. We turn now to Melanie Brown. Melanie is a Senior Vice President and SBA Business Development Officer with Seacoast Commerce Bank. Melanie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Seacoast Commerce Bank in the middle of Atlanta? What's happened? Tell us about that.
Yep. Seacoast Commerce Bank is a bank that started in the San Diego market area, and in 2009 they decided to explore getting into the SBA lending arena, and they hired a very experienced, seasoned executive to come and set that group up, and he had run some very large shops on the West Coast for a number of years, so he really knew how to implement the strategy. And fast forward 8-9 years, they are now the top 15, basically, or number 15 out of 3,000 banks in the U.S. that are active in the SBA lending program. So they have done a very good job. They have a very streamlined process, and I'm the first person that they have hired east of the Mississippi, so I am glad to open up some markets in the Southeast for them.
Wow. Interesting. So talk, since you brought that up, talk about you and your background and what you brought to the table here for Seacoast Commerce Bank here in this area.
Sure. Thanks for asking. Absolutely. I've been a banker for 30-plus years. I'm really dating myself at this point. And Anita, you did an excellent job of explaining what bankers look for, and they're analyzing credits, I'll have to say. But so basically, I came out of a conventional lending background, and during the time when a lot of banks were doing a lot of mergers and acquisitions, a lot of the banks became very active in the SBA lending arena, and I sort of became an expert in that area. And since then, have worked for national non-bank lenders, have worked for community bank lenders, have started a few SBA loan departments, and have worked for, most recently, another regional bank in the SBA lending group. And got the opportunity to speak with somebody about Seacoast Commerce Bank, and when I heard about their focus on commercial real estate, which is what I've pretty much become an expert in with the SBA program over the years I've been in the business, it sounded very interesting. And the fact that they really had a very streamlined process was very important to me, because what I had found working with a lot of the banks is that the turnaround time for the entrepreneurs was just getting strung out longer and longer, that the average turnaround time was going from 4 weeks to 2 months. So, you know, that's a long process for somebody to go through. And I'm sure Anita can attest to the fact that a lot of people, when they're looking for capital, they're already hunting for a number of, you know, going through another number of lenders, especially a lot of times before they get referred to the SBA banker. They've already gone to a conventional lender and gotten turned down. So timing is critical. And so when you take a long time to make a decision, that just impacts them even more.
So let's get into SBA loans and what that's all about. Small Business Administration, SBA guaranteed loans. What's the difference between that kind of loan and a conventional bank financing from the point of view of the borrower?
Sure. Good question. The number one thing that I like to say that's most important for SBA lending is capital preservation. So what we're looking to do is to allow a company to get into either commercial real estate or to a business with less money down than a conventional lender would generally require. And as we all know, working capital is king in a small business. That's very, very important. So capital preservation is number one. So less money down on the initial either acquisition of real estate or construction of their new building, or if they're buying equipment, inventory, and we can even fund working capital, you know, typically through an SBA product. The other thing is the longer term. So by providing the longer amortizations, it allows the borrower to have, you know, a time period to build their income up to match the amount of money that they're having to pay in the debt. So it gives them a little bit more of a break in the amount of money that they're paying initially when they fund the loan as well with the longer terms.
And the fact that in an SBA loan, you have a lower down payment, you have extended terms, is because of that government guarantee,
correct?
Okay. So talk about the general rates and terms that you find for this. You say longer terms. What does that actually mean in terms of the length of the loan and that kind of thing?
So typically on a commercial real estate transaction, we're looking at providing 25-year fully amortizing loans. And that's key, is to understand that the SBA program is a fully amortizing loan. For working capital and equipment, typically they allow us to go out to 10 years. So that's in comparison to 15, 20 conventional for real estate. And typically for working capital and equipment, it can be 2 years for working capital and as short as 5 years for equipment on the conventional side. So going out 10 years and the 25 makes a big difference.
Wow. Yeah, particularly when you're amortizing, you know, over that much shorter period of time, you've got a much higher payments at that point, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So Seacoast Commerce Bank has made a really big, I mean, the old term bet in the bank, right? I mean, the whole bank is oriented toward this activity in a sense. Talk about the ideal clients that you serve at Seacoast Commerce Bank.
So typically what we're looking for, because we do specialize on the commercial real estate side of the SBA program, is that we're looking for the entrepreneurs who are typically in their lifetime of owning their business are generally going to buy a building or build a building one time. So we're typically looking for those entrepreneurs who maybe have been paying a lease and are now interested in purchasing their own building. Again, having the capital preservation with less money down makes a big difference, because if you're buying a $1 million building and you can put down $100,000 versus $200,000, that's a significant difference in the amount of working capital that, you know, you have to put down into the property.
Sure, sure. Now, there's a unique funding source that you have at the bank that we talked about off the air. Tell our listeners about that. About the what I'm getting at is your sources of deposits that come from homeowners associations,
okay. Yeah,
which I thought
absolutely.
Sounded like a very stable source of funds for the SBA lending programs that you have.
That's correct. So this bank has definitely made a niche for itself in the fact that the way that we source our deposits in order to fund the loans is that we have a group of deposit gatherers across the country who focus on HOA associations, homeowners associations, and that does create a stable source of funds for us to be able to continue to fund our loan programs.
The interesting and unique strategy.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So you've obviously, the bank has got a whole process around SBA loans. Talk about why that's so much more advantageous at Seacoast Commerce Bank versus other banks that you've had experience with.
Yes, I definitely will, because again, what my experience had been in the last, especially the last 10 years, coming out of the economic environment that we have, again, it's been quite a process for banks to get to the final approval process. So having a bank that's willing to streamline the process and get a client a decision in basically about 8 to 10 business days is huge for us. And we look to try to close on the transaction with as close to 30 days as possible. So I've had two deals that I've closed. They've both been construction, and I would say they both have closed within a 45-day time frame, which is pretty amazing for a construction loan and the SBA program.
Anita's nodding her head, so yeah. She's affirming that. Cool. That sounds terrific. But what are the challenges today that are in this market, in the SBA market?
Well, I'd say in the Atlanta market, as far as commercial real estate, I hear a lot of my commercial realtors just saying that there's not enough inventory out there. So there's a lot of competition. So you may find that if a borrower, you know, may be perceived as a little bit weaker because they want to use the SBA program, they may lose out on, you know, a purchase contract to somebody who can come in and either buy the building for cash, which we've seen a lot of that in the last few years. We've had a lot of foreign investors that are coming in and buying up a lot of the commercial real estate. So just finding properties that are available that fit a client's need is a huge challenge. And then I would say the interest rates increasing, because the pricing on an SBA loan, because of the longer amortizations, it is typically a variable rate program. Rates typically, I would just say prime plus two is a good average on the SBA loan program. So banks typically want the variable rate pricing because it is a longer term amortization. So typically banks want to get paid market rate through the life of that loan. So with us being in an increasing rate environment, of course, that kind of scares everybody a little bit. So everybody's got to kind of adjust, because we have been in such an incredibly low interest rate period of time, being at, you know, prime being at 3% for almost 8 years is huge.
Sure.
So everybody's taking a little bit more time to acclimate to the increase in the rates.
For sure. Now, I'm just curious, you talked about maybe some borrowers losing out on properties that they want to invest in, want to buy because of the process. Is there a way to get pre-approved with SBA, just like somebody gets pre-approved for a home they buy personally? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, typically, because I work a lot with commercial real estate brokers, so what I try to do is to get them to send me a client in the initial phase of them spending time with them looking at properties. Because one, if I can pre-qualify them for the purchase, then the realtor knows they're not wasting a lot of time driving them around looking at a lot of different properties. And two, then when they do find something, then they can execute and close on it a lot faster. So that is important. Just like now, most residential realtors want their clients to be pre-approved for a mortgage. It does make a lot of sense for the commercial realtors to send their clients to a banker to make sure that they can qualify for the purchase and kind of understand what the process is and go ahead and be putting all their paperwork together, because as Anita probably can attest, a lot of these borrowers, they're just not prepared when they go to request financing. They don't have their year-to-date financials pulled together. They may have other affiliate-related companies that they have interest in, and they don't have all those tax returns, and it's just a process to go through to get all the information that we need to make a credit decision.
Anita's nodding her head again over there. So it's really important before you go make that decision to expand or buy a new building or whatever, go get your act together, get pre-approved, and then start the process, because otherwise you might be disappointed.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. Do your homework.
Do your homework. So, Melanie, for those that want to be in touch with you, want more information, how do they do that?
I would recommend emailing me at mbrown@sccombank.com, or feel free to reach out to me at 678-296-9350.
Terrific. Melanie Brown, the Senior Vice President and SBA Business Development Officer at Seacoast Commerce Bank. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And folks, there's no excuse for not being funded after this show, because between Anita Davis of Business to Banker Connection and Melanie Brown, Seacoast Commerce Bank, I think they've got all the answers here is what it sounds like to me. So for Trey Odom, our producer, I'm John Ray. Thanks for being with us on this edition of North Fulton Business Radio.